see the hard workers shut up today in this nice weather. All right, guys, so we'll continue with the preparation for the Bears today. We'll make sure we review all situations, get into the red area, hit all the big four, and continue on going. So keep it quick and direct to the point today, so any questions you may have.
COVID stuff?
Really no change from yesterday. We're still expecting Love back in the building on Saturday. Danny Shelton, we'll see where he is in terms of the game. I wouldn't rule him in or out at this point. We'll see where he is, and the trainers will deal with him.
Love will be able to travel with you.
Yes, from everything we understand, yes.
How you feeling? Old?
That's way. Happy birthday!
I appreciate it, Jordan. Thank you. I was trying to keep that quiet most of the day, so I appreciate it.
Too late. Workout you guys are doing next Tuesday with some O-linemen, I think, is that for looking at like futures and guys to bring in long-term? Is that also addressing maybe week 18 and...
Well, it's a combination of both. I mean, it's a look at who's out there as far as the futures and, you know, see if we can go ahead and fill any roster spots going forward before we get to free agency in the draft, as well as, you know, who may be available next week. So we've got to make sure we go ahead and look and make sure we have depth for the game next week. And someone we think that we can add and that can give contribution, we'll consider that as well.
But interior and tackle, like across the board?
Yeah, good mix. Looking at who's out there and bringing as many as we can that we think are worth looking at.
Who's going to be your starting quarterback Sunday?
We'll decide that after today's practice. Both guys will take reps, and we'll see going on through practice.
It sounded like you were, I guess, less committed to actually putting both in the game as a plan than you were earlier in the week. Is that accurate?
You want to say it again, Tom?
When in the thing with Eisen,
yep.
It sounded like you were not as committed to playing both of them as you were earlier in the week.
Well, Mike's always spot on, so he's in all the meeting rooms. So. Hey, Mike can tell you what's going on. We're letting both guys work right now. Again, if we think that there's something that's more suited to one of the guys, we have no problem putting a certain package for them. But we'll come out today's practice, see what we make the best decision for the team.
Joe, with COVID being the way it is now,
yep.
So prevalent, have you changed the way you approach practice reps at all these last few weeks? I mean, do you have to give guys, even if they're not, you know, not starting or second or third teamers, more reps in practice with the first team? Just in case, because you never know, like, what could pop up on Saturday, Sunday, whatever.
So I'd say the answer to that is yes for a variety of reasons. But we're always trying to make sure all of our guys mix in, and that's through any point of the year. Not directly just because of COVID, but obviously with the heightened awareness of, you know, the availability of players and the lack of availability of players on such a, you know, quick turnaround notice. Make sure everyone stays very involved with all the units and building as much chemistry as you can. We always do what we call basic at the end of practice. When you guys come out here and wait for guys at the podium, we try to get all the, you know, the young players, practice squad players, guys new to the program, guys just need extra reps. Maybe it's an opportunity for another quarterback to just get used to breaking the huddle, the operational line of scrimmage. But we take time every day to make sure we just get as much basic work. And that's just extra work on the field. Sometimes it's full team, sometimes 7-on-7, sometimes extra individual work, whether it's O-line versus D-line, receivers, DBs, whatever it may be. But we're always looking to go ahead and build as much reps as we can for the guys. Reality is, with the numbers being where they are, sometimes you can hit more reps at high tempo. Sometimes you have to go ahead and make things more of almost a walkthrough for team exchange and then get your, you know, team reps at tempo, more competitive offense versus defense. Then we found a good, you know, happy medium right now with the availability of certain players and how we've, you know, made that work. Getting a lot of really good, you know, service looks from our starters for each other. And I'd say doing a really good job. You know, Kenny's out there doing a really good job playing Robinson, some of the packages for these guys on defense, giving really good looks. We got a number of guys playing a lot of different positions. It's actually an opportunity for a lot of times to work other schemes and systems. We had Saquon earlier in the year when we played the Saints doing some, you know, Kamara's routes. And that's something we looked at and said, hey, we got to start implementing more things for Saquon in more of a flexed out, built out role. Actually tied in more to that game, put him in the empty set. We ended up hitting him for the go route. Down the sideline, saw him next week against Dallas, hit the slant. It was the one he actually injured his ankle on. But in terms of using him more in space and running routes and letting him use his talent.
Is Kadarius his shoulder season?
There's nothing at this point that leads to believe that. He wouldn't be officially ruled out at this point. He's with the trainers. See if there's a chance to get him on the field with the guys today. He's been in the meetings and walkthroughs, fully engaged. We'll see if he can go out there and function up to be on the field with the team.
Is it a bit odd how many different injuries he's had this year?
Look, it's a long season. I think it's a long season. And I'd also say the other thing, too, is for any of these young players, the first time going through a season of this length, training camp, preseason games, 17 regular season games, their bodies really aren't used to it. That's just the truth. And that's for any player in any year in any program. That's no different. You know, you talk about that rookie wall and different things you have to face. You know, I'd say this year, to be honest with you, having a little bit less time for different reasons or less exposure for different reasons, you know, puts more of a challenge on some of these young players as well to kind of get acclimated to this, you know, season length. It takes really these guys a full year to get used to, you know, the rigors of an entire NFL season, get their bodies used to it. The other thing is, most of these guys aren't used to early in the season, knowing how hard you have to work to get your body back. And you see some of these older guys, the Logan Ryans, the Kyle Rudolphs, these guys have been doing it for years. They live in a training room. You know, it's not that they're on an injury report because they're hurt. They live in a training room for preventative measures. You know, how they prepare for practice with the hot tubs, the cold tubs, you know, the Vibraflex, the extra rollouts, the strength coaches, everything they can use to get ready for practice, then recover from practice. These young guys are really just used to honestly tying their shoes and going out and going. And they have to learn that it's not that easy. You get to this level, you have to work to stay physically fresh. That's a long season. And no one's 100% after the first snap. That's the reality. Once you start training camp, no one is, again, 100% for the entire rest of the year. So learning how to play through some ailments, some bumps and bruises, you know, learning how to go ahead and manage your body, these are all things they have to learn over time.
Does the wind in Chicago affect your quarterback decision? Like, do you factor that in and say we might need the bigger armed quarterback here in this situation?
I think anytime you play in a weather game, there's a lot of things that are affected. Not just necessarily adjustments to your game plan, but then in-game how you call it. That's offense, defense, and the kicking game. And whether that's just the cold, with how that can limit sometimes the ability to throw the ball down the field, because it does sometimes based on the grip. You know, if it's the wind factor that eliminates the opportunity to flip the field in the kicking game, if it's the cold that takes away the hang time against a dangerous returner, a lot of things you have to factor in. The difference in field goal range, you know, when you get into these cold games, the wind games, different factors that play on in. And then based on what the field looks like, I know there's a chance of snow going out there, they got a heated field, so it's probably going to play out more if the field's covered. Like some kind of a slick rain, that's naturally a slick turf out there anyway. You watch a lot of the games. You go back, watch a rain game against Arizona. You know, these guys played in a few weeks back. That's probably close to what we're going to be looking at from the moisture on the field, you know, and just some challenge with the ball handling. But you watch a lot of guys on that field planting off the wrong foot, slipping and falling. There's also a lot of guys getting their toes stuck in the ground, all right, and falling on their face. It happened in the Minnesota game as well on their field. A lot of guys getting caught up in that turf. So, you know, we've gone through everything with the tape, talking to our guys about the conditions out there, the weather, how games are changed this time of year, how the games are called differently, the importance of running, make sure you get your feet up as you move, not getting caught on the turf, playing off the correct foot, playing with a good knee bend. All those little fundamental things, they all come into play. You know, the player, look, when I start talking about the weather, a lot of the players look at me and they start rolling like, all right, old people talk about the weather, that's what this guy's doing. But the reality is you have to understand how the game changes, and it is situationally, you know, played differently in some of these games.
Two more.
I'm a man now. I'm 40.
Yeah. Are you disappointed? You haven't had many bad weather practices.
You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. We really haven't had much rain. We haven't had the snow yet this year to really practice in. Look, you know, rain, blood, mud, whatever it's going to be, you know, we're going to be outside. So, you know, I always kind of cheer a little bit more for the weather. The players kind of laugh a little bit because I'll come in sometimes and it's raining in the morning. I'll say, hey, get your stuff on, be ready for this, talk about the fundamentals we're going to do in the weather. We come out and all of a sudden it's sunny. You know, so, you know, last year we had the opportunity of working a lot of, you know, rain, and we had some snow at the end of the year. This year we just haven't had that. You know, we had some heat back in training camp. That's great. But you really want to go ahead and use every piece of the elements you can get. The heat, the humidity, the wind. We get a fair amount of wind out here. That's something we can always work with. The wind, you want to play in the rain. You want to play in the snow. You want to have, you know, sloppy turf here, then use the stadium at other times to have the slickness of the artificial turf and get the feel for all the surfaces.
One more. What's the harm in giving Lewerke a chance to play quarterback at this point? Or is he just such a young developmental player that it's just not?
I think Brian's done a really good job this year of working and doing everything we've asked him to do. I think he responded well in the preseason on short notice of prepping. He did some nice things for us in the Cleveland preseason game. He's a guy that's come out and competed. He's learned. I've definitely seen some improvement from him. He's a developing player. I think he's a far way away from where he's going to be as a finalized player as he goes through his career. I think he's on track to do some positive things and really, you know, put himself in position, you know, in his career to be competitive and have a role on a roster. You know, this time he's on our practice squad. And, you know, as far as the roster moves we're making right now, we don't anticipate making one specifically at that position for the remainder of the year. That doesn't rule out anything in the future with Brian as well, though. I'm pleased with the way he worked this year.
How's Billy Price doing? Do you expect him to be back this weekend? Or are you guys giving him he's taking the weekend off? You know,
I know he's posted something on social media. That's, again, that's his to disclose. That's not mine to talk about. Look, we fully support Billy. Okay, fully support Billy as an organization. Him and his wife is, you know, just individuals and their family and what they're going through right now. So we've left the door open to Billy in a lot of ways in terms of whatever he needs from us. You know, when I talked to him earlier in the week, I let him know, hey, listen, if you got to come in here and let this be a distraction, if you want to stay engaged with the game plan, if you want to come out and practice, blow off some steam, hit the weight room, whatever you got to do. You know, he's dealing with something that, look, a lot of us have been blessed. We haven't had to deal with that, okay? But he's going through something right now personally that we've got to make sure we account for and we give him support as an organization, as a person. I wouldn't fully rule him out at this moment. But, you know, he has not been at practice with us. He's not been in person in the meetings. The Zoom's been available to him. But we're letting him and his wife right now have the time they need and fully supporting him and what they're going through.